This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Earlier this week, I talked about gun background checks and provided what I thought were some shocking statistics about the lack of prosecution of potential gun buyers who lied on a government form. Today, I'd like to talk about what could be done to improve the system. But before we get to solutions, I need to explain that whatever laws Congress passes will only be a 2% solution. According to the Department of Justice, less than 2% of all prisoners possessed a firearm purchased from a retail source at the time. Most people with an evil intent, like criminals, terrorists, or mass shooters, don't get their guns at a gun store because these background checks keep them from doing so. That means that many of the recent shootings are the exception. Politicians routinely say that it is easier to buy a gun than to get a car license. Kevin Williamson says, if you've not bought a gun from a gun dealer, then you might not appreciate just exactly how law-abiding and how I-dotting and T-crossing you have to be to make a purchase. He then goes on to list more than a dozen exclusions that would prevent someone from purchasing a gun. So the problem is that some of the process depends on people self-reporting, such as issues like illegal drug use. Hunter Biden, for example, almost certainly violated federal law for lying about his drug problem, but he was never charged, nor will he ever really be charged. So better reporting is indeed a key. For example, the shooter in Sutherland Springs Church attack should have been prevented from buying a gun. But the Air Force neglected to report his criminal history. So yes, you can do more to fix the system. But at the same time, we need to be realistic that it will only be a 2% solution. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.